Unit 1. Reading Passage. In all the world's cultures, people sing, play instruments, and celebrate with music. It plays such an important role in our lives that whole fields are dedicated to its study, including one looking at the biology of music. Experts are finding that because of the way our brains process music, learning to play an instrument or just listening to music can have a wide range of benefits. Music education has received a lot of attention. Learning to play an instrument can help children improve math, science, and language skills. One study in Canada tracked children's IQ scores for 9 months, discovering that children who studied music had the biggest test score improvements. The secret may lie in the way reading music and playing notes uses several regions of the brain, boosting our ability to learn school subjects. For example, reading notes improves spatial reasoning skills, which are helpful in solving math problems like fractions. Music is also used for medical purposes, such as the treatment of diseases which affect memory. The secret lies in the way the brain processes music. One area near the forehead, the medial prefrontal cortex, connects music with memories stored in two other areas, the amygdala and hippocampus. That's why an old song can remind you of something that happened years ago. For patients suffering from diseases like Alzheimer's, listening to music can help unlock buried memories by strengthening musical pathways to memories. Studies of the music-brain connection often focus on classical music, since it activates both the left and right sides of our brains. One study using MRI scans observed subjects' brain activity as they listened to music by composer William Boyce. It found that activity was highest during the short breaks between the movements of a piece. During each pause, the person's brain anticipated what would come next, while organizing what he or she had just heard. This process of sorting beginnings and endings is similar to the way our brain organizes information. It may explain why classical music can help improve memory. Some people are taking the brain-music connection to another level by listening to personalized brain music. First, a person's brainwaves, which are unique to each of us, are measured. Then, using a mathematical procedure, the brainwaves are turned into short pieces of music. Listening to a relaxing piece, based on slower brainwaves, can slow one's heart rate and lower one's blood pressure. A person's activating piece, based on faster waves, can help a person concentrate and prepare for a difficult task. It's amazing how attuned our brains are to music. Some scientists, like Daniel Levitin, even think we're born with the ability to learn music, just as we all have the skills to learn language. After all, children without any training frequently make up songs while they play. With the evidence of music's benefits pouring in, it's no wonder countries like Japan and Hungary make music study a part of their education systems. People are recognizing that more than just a form of entertainment, music is also great for the brain.